It's time to hear from some of the best high school football coaches in the area.
That's love, come on.
It's the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show.
All right, nice job, fellas.
Presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Let's turn it over to Muskego Athletic Director Ryan McMillan.
Don't let one play affect the next one. Just learn from it.
And the Fans High School Insider, Big Time Mike McGivern.
Welcome into the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, as always presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We've got a full house here today. It's going to be a good show, man. I'm excited. Ryan McMillan, the AD at Muskego, just stumbled in, man. Long night for you.
Not a long night, early morning.
Early morning.
Yeah, I shut it down early and got up. I was at school about 6 this morning, so we're getting things organized and rolling.
It's a great win.
Yeah, a great win. Great playoff football game. Back and forth. You can't ask for any better than that.
I was at one last night, too. And it was a really good back and forth. And we're going to talk about that as well. It was at Waukesha North. Head football coach there, Matt Harris. I convinced him to come in. Along with, I got a chance to be nice and warm up in the press box. And their PA guy that I was really impressed with. He did a good job. Bob Eisenach?
Yes.
That's pretty close.
That's it.
And I said, hey, come on in, man. Sit with us. It'll be good, man. We're talking high school football. You don't mind that, do you? He said, no. Matt, thanks a lot for getting
me up
in the press box. There's no chance. I'm not sure I would last the whole game for sure.
Yeah, I got some clout at one place, and that you just called me at the right place. So
it was perfect.
One thing I can hook you up.
Man, I appreciate that. There were good games all over the state.
Yep.
And this time of year, it always seems that 10 o'clock time slot is set aside for the head football coach at Kimberly. And, man, I'm wondering how he slept last night. So they go to overtime with Fond du Lac. Fond du Lac scores, kicks the extra point. Kimberly scores, goes for two, and wins it. And Steve Jones, the head football coach at Kimberly, is joining us right now. Coach, how'd you sleep last night?
Not much. I didn't sleep much. it was an emotional night, and it's hard to calm down from that. So eventually I fell asleep, and then about an hour later I woke back up and couldn't fall back asleep. So, but it's a good thing. It's a good problem to have.
Coach, look, as guys, everybody in the studio is involved with high school athletics. To be able to say, hey, look, we were in a game to get to state. We played a team who beat us early in the year, stopped a streak. Fond du Lac obviously is a really, really good football team. And to be able to go get to overtime, score a touchdown, go for two and get it is something that those kids, your community, and you can you'll talk about this for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's what I told them throughout this playoff run. You know, the wins will fade away and the trophies will collect dust, but the relationships and the memories, you know, they'll last forever. And they created a memory last night that'll last forever. And one thing, too, I just want to give a lot of credit to Fond du Lac and their coaches and their players. Those players play extremely hard. They got a lot of guys going both ways. Their quarterback is about as old school as it gets. He plays quarterback and outside linebacker and plays it the whole game. And, you know, it's tough to see those kids, you know, experience that pain at the end of the game. So I just want to make sure I give a lot of credit to those kids and that staff.
Well, and I appreciate that. And Steve, having you on the show enough, win or lose, you would have said that to them. You would have, if they would have beat you 21-20, you would have came on the show and said, look, I got to give those guys a lot of credit. They're well-coached. They're tough kids. So I appreciate the honesty that you bring to this. You know, if there's any inside information that you need on Muskego, you know, Ryan McMillan's right here. You got any questions for him?
He's the AD and also a director of football operations over there, I found out. So he wears many hats.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure if we could call Eric Krause much anymore, but, you know, did he throw it at all last night?
He threw it a little bit, and they threw it effectively, too.
So did they?
Yeah, he could still don that nickname. Man. He might be wearing his sneakers to state.
Man, might be wearing those things to state. Hey, Coach, when you get done with a game like that and you address the team, the emotion that must be in that locker room after a win like that has got to be incredible.
Yeah, you know, it is, and that's the best part is to see these guys, you know, have so much fun together and celebrate together, and, you know, they work so hard, and, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, success is like an iceberg. A lot of people just see that 10%. They see the 2 hours on a Friday night, but they don't see the hundreds of hours underneath the surface. And to see those kids work extremely hard and lay that foundation and then to experience that joy, it's a pleasure as a coach, that's for sure.
Well, I'll tell you, Steve, next, you guys are used to being in this game. And Muskego, you know, they're going to give you all you can handle. I know that that's a team, at least in our neck of the woods, that we've talked about a lot, with or without Ryan McMillan, that this is a team that we thought had a chance to continue and make that run and get through the playoffs and get to Camp Randall. They're going to give you guys, I think, all you can handle, and they're excited to get a chance to play Kimberly. I know that.
Well, I know that, you know, I know we're going to get all we can handle. There's no doubt about it. You don't go through the Classic Eight undefeated and not be an outstanding team, an outstanding program. You know, they've done a great job year in and year out. You know, I believe they were level four last year as well, so it's not like they're a one-hit wonder here.
Right.
You know, their coaching staff does an unbelievable job, and, you know, they must have a great youth program. And, you know, it's a program, so it's not just a great team. But, you know, yeah, you know, they're a fantastic team from a great league and battle-tested, but we're just excited to have the chance to fight that battle on Friday.
You know, if that school had a better athletic director, I might pick them in this game, but, you know, he struggles a little bit. Hey, Steve, thank you so much for all the time you give us on this show. Good luck at 1 o'clock next Friday, November 16th, 1 o'clock against Muskego when you play them at Camp Randall. And thank you so much again for the time you give us.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Mac down there on Friday, too. That's going to be a highlight. And, you know, I say it a lot, but I mean it. You guys are awesome for high school football, and the fact that you allow our program on the show, even though we're up north here in the Fox Valley, we appreciate it. But, you know, these kids deserve the attention that you guys give them and these programs. So you guys are awesome. Thanks for having me on. Have a good rest of the day.
You got it. Thank you very much, Coach. Matt Harris,
yeah.
When he said, look, if you get a team like Muskego goes through your conference undefeated, that in itself is something to talk about. You've seen them up close and personal, Muskego. That's a good football team.
Yeah, we got a healthy dose of them in week one. It was, you know, they're a machine. He says they're a program. They're a machine right now. They just, on every level, they have it going. Ken's really good at what he does, and he's got these kids believing in his system and his program, and it's fun to watch. It's not fun to play, I'll tell you that.
He's coming in studio at 11:30.
Ken is?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Hey, Bob, again, thanks for letting me in your press box last night, because that's your press box. It is. And you know what? You did a wonderful job. How long have you been the PA guy at Waukesha North?
11 years.
11 years.
Yes.
And that was a fun group. The guy sitting next to me with the binoculars, man, he doesn't miss anything.
Bill is awesome. He's a great spotter.
It's hard, man. And he's knocking on the window, having the, hey, sit down. I can't see. You got to sit down. And I just had fun being in there and seeing that environment. And you didn't have a dog in the fight. So it wasn't like Waukesha North. But, man, I thought your energy level for a game that you didn't have a dog in the fight was really good.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And, yeah, it is fun up there. It's not as easy as it looks.
No.
The angle isn't like it is on TV. We don't have a zoom lens. And, like you said, there's people standing up, and that's not a problem. They're enjoying the game, but it's just something that we work through, and it's a blast.
I thought the best thing you did last night was to close that door. Because it was starting to get a little
cold.
It was getting a little cold, actually, in the press box. And then all of a sudden you close the door and the boys upstairs got really cold. But, hey, at least we weren't, right?
That's exactly right. They sounded like they were a little bit more energetic.
They were tougher than we were,
exactly.
Let's be honest.
I like that.
Yeah. And all of a sudden after you closed the door, it got so warm, he took his jacket off. Then I felt a little like, man, people outside are looking at him and he's got his jacket off. Like, man, you got to be kidding me, because it was cold. How did you start doing this, and how did, as far as the PA, had you done that in the past, or is this something you just did?
No. Kirk Woosencraft, who is an assistant principal at Menominee Falls now, is an assistant principal at Waukesha North, and the gentleman that used to do it, his assignment changed, and he wasn't able to do it anymore, so he asked me. He's a very good friend, and asked me if I'd do it, and I said, I'll try it, and, well, the rest is history. After I did some football It became soccer. It became swimming. It became volleyball. It became basketball.
I live a block away. I hear him. It's like I go to bed and then listen to
poor guy.
Like, hey, Bob.
Wait, is it your full-time job?
No, no, no.
What kind of money do they pay you out there?
It's not about the money.
No,
okay. I love doing it. Most importantly, from my understanding, the kids love it.
Yeah.
And Matt can attest to this probably far more than I could, but my understanding is the kids love it. They get some energy off of it, and the fans love it. The super fans are awesome, and that's what it's about.
I'm telling you, I've been doing this a long time. I coached basketball for 36 years, and a good PA guy can really make the whole it's just a different event. And I really, I was impressed last night.
Thank you.
Yeah, the energy that you had up there for a game that you did not care who won. And it was a really good game.
It was an outstanding game. Outstanding high school football.
We're going to talk with Dan Miller, head football coach for Racine St. Catharines, later in the show. You know, I always say that conference you boys are in, best football conference in the state, right?
Yes.
Well, hold on a second.
Wait.
Hold on just one second. Racine St. Catharines, Racine Lutheran, same conference. They're both playing in the state championship.
Oh,
so, you want any part of us? No, I'm just kidding.
No way.
Come on, boys. I'm just kidding. St. Catharines. I was going back and forth, and guys, you were at the game. There was three or four plays that game could have been over, and they made some plays. There was fourth and three, and then they jumped, and now it's fourth and eight or whatever it was. And he threw that pass because he hadn't thrown much. Mm-hmm. He was having a hard time getting the snap. Dropped the snap because it was so cold, probably five, six times.
Oh, yeah.
Got it himself a couple of times, but he made a pass. And that kid caught, and then they ran that reverse. The only time they ran that reverse, I've seen him play now three times. Never seen that play before.
What a great play. I mean, I was kind of wondering. They were just handing the ball off, and I was like, well, you guys got to go here.
We got to go.
Shows what I know. That's why I'm sitting at home. And he goes, you know, dive, dive, dive. Then all of a sudden he turns it on, and he puts all these plays in that you never would have expected.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Well, we're going to talk to him. Hey, let me run down the show really quickly. At 10:15, in fact, we're going to talk to Scott Smith, head football coach at Racine Lutheran. We've got Jed Kennedy coming up. We have got Dan Miller from St. Catharines coming up. Ken Krause is going to come in studio, and we're going to talk to a high school football coach, state of Wisconsin, that's already won a state championship. You like that?
It's not me.
I love it.
No, he won it already this year. Ron Frank, eight-man from Sevastopol.
Oh.
He's already the first eight-man team to ever win a state championship. Ron Frank from Sevastopol is going to join us. It's going to be a fun show, guys. We got a lot to do. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my weekly co-host, he's Ryan McMillan. He's feeling awfully good, man. Walked in proud today. Athletic director at Muskego. Should walk in proud.
Yeah, heck yeah.
What kind of stuff do you have to do now?
Well, after we won and everyone celebrated, handed out awards and that, everyone left, and then the AD at Arrowhead handed me a big box, and he goes, here you go, here's your box of work. You might want to start looking at it tonight because it's pretty intense. I'm like, all right, thanks, appreciate it.
How much stuff?
It's just it's all the process procedures of teams, you know, band, cheer, tickets, spectators, buses, and then working with the district admin on what's the schedule, what's the policy, how are we going to do what we're going to do, football team, operations, travel, all that jazz, so.
Man, fun. Welcome to the world of ADs, man.
Well, I tell you what, a lot of ADs don't like to do this stuff, but it's the right work because that means there's a lot of positivity in there and you're having a lot of fun with your community. So I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
It's work, but I'm okay with it.
Also in studio, Matt Harris, head football coach, Waukesha North. I invited him in because he got me out of the cold last night.
Yeah.
And then I got to sit next to the PA guy. And I get a text from a guy saying, hey, ask about these jumbo hot dogs they sell at Waukesha North. He is Bob. Bob, pronounce your last name for me.
Eisenach.
Bob Eisenach, who was the PA announcer who I got to sit next to and get out of that cold. And I was just really impressed with him. And I invited him in because I thought, man, when you high school athletics, if you got a guy that has this kind of energy that can really hype up again a game that he didn't have a dog in the fight, I was just impressed and wanted to bring him in and tell him that on the air. So, Greater Metro, man, come on. Maybe the best football conference in the state, man.
Jeez.
Two teams from Racine. It's funny because there are times, you know, you talk about Racine as a basketball community. Yeah. Well, right now it's a football community in my mind. Head football coach at Racine Lutheran, Scott Smith. Hey, coach, congratulations. You're going to Camp Randall, man.
Thanks, guys. It's been a long time waiting and trying, and finally we made it here and got a great group of kids that just bust their butt.
Well, Coach, I got to tell you, you know, there are some people, and including myself, a little bit surprised. You know, you got the 3 seed, you won in Division 6, and you guys have been just straight up rolling, man. There hasn't, other than that first game, you won 20-19, and then 49-14, you know, 42-21. Now you get a chance to play. Can you pronounce
Iola.
That? Iola. Why can't I pronounce that, McMillan? I have a hard time with Iola. Iola Scandinavia for the state championship, which is amazing. Your kids in that locker room last night had to be just beside themselves.
Yeah, they're jumping around, listening to their music, dancing a little bit, but they were excited. And you know, our two losses were against Martin Luther Greendale from Greendale and
yep.
St. Cats. And Martin Luther game, I lost by running back this first series, and my running back, I have two of them that are just outstanding, and one of them, Corey, is Tyler Tenner, who's averaging over 200 yards a game.
Man, and he's healthy now?
He's healthy now, and the other one, my other running back got hurt the week before with a high ankle sprain. Actually, it was 2 weeks ago, tried to play last week, couldn't play, and then came back and played last night and then ran for almost around 200 yards, I believe. I don't try to look at the stats much.
Hey, Coach, how long you been at Racine Lutheran?
23 years. 1995 I started.
First time? No, you guys won a state championship a few years ago, right?
Nope. I've been to the Final Four, I think, 4 times. I've always gotten beat, and now it's a chance for us to make history for our school.
What do you know about Iola Scandinavia?
They're big, they're strong, and they're very good, and we're going to have our hands full. Usually, you know, for our size, we have good size, and we got good running backs. And last night with the wind blowing 25 miles an hour across the field, it was hard to throw the ball. So we just said, hey, we got to just put our feet in the ground, and we got to go with what got us here, and we're going to run the ball. And we ran for two back-to-back weeks over 500 yards.
My goodness. Well, I'll tell you what, we're the guys like me that coach in this conference, that coach basketball at Martin Luther, we're really proud of the Racine Lutheran story and the way you guys do things down there, Coach. You know, I get a chance to come down there and I've been I've had Jeff Christensen, your basketball coach,
yep,
in studio a couple of times. The baseball coach. I know that Bob Malowitz,
yeah,
he's getting through some health issues right now, but man,
right,
he just loves the community and the kids that he gets from Racine Lutheran, and your kids are always tough, man. That's a tough group of kids that you get at Racine Lutheran, and we're really proud to say that you're playing for a state championship.
Well, with our practice field the way it is, we don't have much grass. We mostly have dirt, and we're going to practice on it. We don't even have a goalpost this year. The city came in and took it out because they're putting a pump station across the street. So they piled a big mound of dirt on our practice field and took out our goalpost. So we haven't even been able to practice extra points. But fortunately for my kicker, he's pretty accurate, and he's only missed 2 all year.
Coach, we got to get some fundraising going for you.
So yeah,
get you guys a new field.
it's literally dirt. And you know what? I tell my kids, that's how I have to toughen you up. You get fall on this. I said, just be happy I don't take you out in the cement and start playing.
Hey, man, it sounds exactly like what you got at Muskego.
Maybe not.
Hey, Coach, we're really proud. I appreciate a couple of minutes of your time. I've been trying to get your phone number for 2 weeks, and Dan Miller from St. Catharines finally got it for me. If you go on Facebook, you see I sent you a message either last week or the week before.
Oh, yeah. So you know what? I tell those kids, stay off that stuff. You don't need that stuff. And I do the same. You know, I have an account just because my daughter at the time, about 10 years ago, was doing it at night, you know, because it was so expensive to call time. And so she would put something on there and we kind of watch whatever because my daughter was living in Nashville. And so I did it, but it's probably been 3 years since I even checked on anything.
Well, good.
So I wouldn't have gotten too much.
I won't take that personal then.
No, not at all. Hey. I love talking to you guys, and I appreciate all you do as far as promoting the schools and the kids and doing what you are for really our state of Wisconsin.
Scott, last question. How's your son doing?
My son's doing great. He coaches part-time with me. He is a police officer in Mount Pleasant along with Eric Ortell, who was the state player of the year a couple years, 2 years after he graduated. My son's 30 and Eric's 28, I believe now.
Wow. Your and son Eric, was a heck of a high school football player, Coach.
Well, I appreciate it. He had a good career down in Missouri, and unfortunately, when he was playing in high school, he didn't tell me that his neck was broken, and he played with a broken neck, and I never knew it. And so his senior year in college, they found out that he had so much scar tissue in there that he wouldn't be able to play anymore.
Well, maybe we got to get a new turf down there, because yeah. Maybe practicing on that cement that you guys practice may have hurt him.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm just so proud of my kids. They don't have everything that a lot of schools do, and they just come out and play every day and work as hard as they can. And our numbers aren't great. You know, we have about 35 kids for JV and varsity. So my kids have to be in shape, and they have to be tough, and they got to play hurt a little bit and, you know, and say, hey, we got to go.
Thursday, November 15th, coming up quick. Man, 1 o'clock, Racine Lutheran gets a chance to play for that gold ball. Scott Smith, again, we're really proud. The boys that are in this conference, really proud of you and those kids at Racine Lutheran, and we'll be rooting for you 1 o'clock on Thursday.
Sounds good, guys. I appreciate it.
You bet. Scott Smith, thank you very much. Guys, you guys were all shaking your head. They don't have a goalpost.
It's crazy. Great story.
Yeah, and I've been down there. When he talks about where they practice, it's just a patch of grass, man. It was when I saw it. The grass is probably gone. They have 35 kids in their whole program. And so they suit up everybody. But some of those kids play JV, some play varsity. But 35 total is what comes off the bus. And that's freshmen, sophomore, junior, seniors. Wow. And these kids, they're tough. Those running backs he has, they're both really good. Mm. And they're tough to contain. And Martin Luther did get them. And so people were like, well, you know, they got two losses. They're not in a big football conference. But, man, they've been rolling. After they got – Coach, you said something a couple weeks ago that makes sense now to me. You said, look, the toughest weeks to coach high school football, opening week, homecoming week, and level one.
Yep, absolutely.
And you look, they won 20-19 level one. Mm. And they've been rolling ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man. Pretty good. We should have them come up and practice it. You got nice facilities.
I just laugh because it's, you know, our kids, you know, at Muskego, at North, and a lot of our Classic 8 schools, if they just knew what some kids go through, you know, how much different they would they would play and practice. And it's like our kids get to practice on a turf field. These kids got to practice on
dirt.
Concrete. It's crazy.
Yeah, no doubt. Guys, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, the game we were at last night, boys, at Waukesha North. Dan Miller from St. Catharines is going to join us on the other side. Look forward to talking to him for sure. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show. I'm Mike McGiver alongside Ryan McMillan, DAD at Muskego, the head football coach at Waukesha North, Matt Harris, kind enough to join us, the PA guy. And I brought him in because I'm just a fan, man. I'm a fan, and I asked him to come in. Bob Eisenach. Hey, guys, we were at this game last night, and the head coach from Racine St. Catharines is going to join us here in a minute. He's Dan Miller. But I sent him a text this morning, and I said, you know what? You got a team full of winners. Because there was a number of times that I thought their team could have put their head down and said, it's just too cold. It's not going to happen tonight. Let's get on that bus and get back to Racine. And they didn't. And as a group, as a team, they made some plays. And it wasn't just the ones down the stretch, you know, under the last 2 minutes of the game. There were some other plays throughout that game that I thought it was on that teeter. Like, it could have gone the other way in a big way. And he was standing on the other side of the field where that wind was going right at those boys, right at them. Yep. And I was impressed. I was really impressed. In fact, their point guard in basketball is a tough kid. Was a running back. He had to have 35 carries last night, I think, right? Good. And he just, man, tough to bring down. Dan Miller, head coach at St. Catharines. Hey, is this the greatest high school football conference in the state or what?
Well, I tell you, we got some teams in this conference that can play some football, huh?
Yeah, there's no doubt. Now, look, you know I'm being a little sarcastic because I got a couple of these boys sitting at the Classic Gate looking at me saying, look, if you guys want to do some crossover games, we're all in. And I said, no, I'm just teasing. Hey, Coach, I can't imagine that you've ever been more proud of a football team that you've coached ever than you were from that one last night.
You know, it was amazing. I didn't know just how tight these boys were or are, and that was always a question mark. I mean, you know, they always talk the talk, but you know, when it came down right to it, the resilience, the love that these guys truly have for each other really shined. And like you said earlier, I mean, there were moments where they could have just packed it up. I mean, down two scores with an offense that you know, takes care of the ball the way they do, and you know, chunks up all the time. You know, there could have been some huge quit in the boys, and they just continued to fight and battle with all the adversity, and it was just something really special, and I was truly proud of how they came together and stuck like glue.
Hey, Matt, I was telling Joe Wagner, who, again, Rhonda sat up in the studio or in the press box with me, his wife. I said, look, I think the only way that you guys have a chance to beat Racine St. Catharines is that first quarter, you know, for you to take care of business and not be down two scores, because they are lightning fast. And if you can hold the ball for that first, you know, part of that first quarter and get some points on the board and have that offense stand on the sidelines, you got a chance then.
Yeah.
And that's, man, that first drive was unbelievable.
Yeah, I was amazing. I think it even went before that, to be honest. I was privileged to be in his locker room before, and I just kind of watched his kids prepare because I love those aspects. And their group was so calm. I could see it in their eyes. I knew they were going to fight the whole time, no matter what the score was, and that's a compliment to Coach. It was great to watch. It was fun for me, and I learned a lot, so thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And you guys also went in a big game last night, too.
Oh, the Racine Lutheran guys? Or the Muskego guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm talking right now, Matt Harris, the head football coach of Waukesha North. He ran that thing last night.
Oh, I got you. All right, my apologies.
No, that's okay. he was – what would you call it, Matt? You were the team –
I was the liaison.
Team liaison for Racine St. Catharines.
I had all the plastic set for your grape juice, but I think all the grape juice froze, so that's why it wasn't ready for you after the game in the locker room.
Hey, Dan, I got to ask you, that last drive. So, you know, I'm up in the press box with Bob and his guys, and we were like, man, they're kind of like taking too much time off the clock here. And that fourth down pass that Brown threw, I'm telling you, that thing was unbelievable that he made that play and that kid caught that ball. And then you ran a reverse. This is the third time I've seen you play this year. I've never seen that play before.
Well, you know, I tell you, you know, when I coached in the All-Star game last summer, you know, we had this little the coach always came out with a certain word for the practice, and one was Raytown Special.
And the kids didn't know anything about what this practice was. They thought we were going to be running or do something really physical and stuff like that. And so they're all questioning, you know, what is the Raytown special? And that kind of stuck, and we talked about it an awful lot. I got a few texts before the game going up yesterday, and a couple of coaches were like, "Coach, if you got to pull out the Raytown special, don't hold it back, man." And we've been practicing this reverse for 3 weeks now. Coach McAuliffe put it in, my OC, and you know, just called it at a perfect time. And after the game, I'm like, "Man, how did you know to call?" And he goes, "Hey, I watched them. I watched film, and I knew they were going to be in man-to-man coverage right there. You know, they knew, obviously, they were keying Brown and Dodd. And so he goes, "I knew it was going to work, Coach." And, he's done a great job for me this year.
Hey, Bob, when that plate was happening in front of us, your mic was off, but you said, "Man, he's walking in. Look at this. He's walking in." And it was, I could have, well, maybe not me, but one of you guys could have made that turn and got in the end zone. The timing on that thing was unbelievable.
It was perfect. And the pass before that was huge, obvious as well.
Yeah,
it set the whole thing up.
That
but
pass.
One of the things I wanted to add to Matt and his talk about being in your locker room prior to the game is I have the good fortune of being able to walk onto the field, talk to the coaches, see the players, etc. And I walked over by you and was talking to you. Deshaun Brown was there, and I could just tell by his attitude, his swagger, that one, he's a special player, and two, this was going to be a win. This was going to be a win. So,
man,
yeah.
Well,
I'll
tell you what. If they knew that ahead of time, they should have told people to get to the car and warm up. Because,
yeah.
Man,
right.
You were on the wrong side of the field last night, Coach.
Oh, man, I tell you, it was. And we were wearing the black, so I was thinking, hey, you know, I mean, we should be on the west side here. You know, we're the home team, and that's not how it works out. And.
We got the home locker room, so you should be happy about that.
Yeah, you got. Yeah, the away locker room is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. And, you know, the facilities we were and especially, being in the weight room for a halftime, it's right out from the door. And that weight room is awesome. Just to have that all set up like that, it was just well done. The field, from what I hear, I talked with a couple other coaches already about in Elkhorn and a couple other places, and it sounded like our field really was taken care of. And you know, we had a couple little patches of ice throughout the on the field, and you know, for us with the speed we had, I really appreciated all the work that you guys put in to give us a great venue and facility to play a phenomenal game on.
You know, Dan, I was up in that press box. I had to take my coat off. I was actually sweating a little bit. I was so warm.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to hear that. Holy cow.
You guys.
You know, and Coach McAuliffe, my OC, man, I mean, we come into the locker room, and he's like, "Hey, anybody need Vaseline?" And he pulls out a bag of, like, 7 cartons of Vaseline, and the kids are slopping it all on their faces. And I'm like, I remember seeing Coach McCarthy at one of those Packer games with a bunch of Vaseline on his face, but
I was wondering what that was. I slipped on it on the floor in the weight room in the morning.
Did you? Yeah.
Man, Vaseline? What are these kids doing here?
Hey, it's, you know what? That's supposed to help, right? Did you guys do that, right?
No, we didn't.
No?
We just had a tent with heaters and had a warming station, so we had a little log cabin going on.
Oh,
man. There's no exactly. Tents with heaters down at St. Catharines or Racine Lutheran, I'll tell you that much. Hey, Dan Miller, good luck next week, man. What do you know about St. Croix Central?
Well, you know, they've been to the state title game. This is their third year in a row. They won one, lost one last year to Lodi in overtime. True wishbone pounded out, and it sounds like they got a passing game too. So just looking forward to, you know, seeing some film and trying to break it down and figure some things out.
Well, I don't know anything about them, but I'll tell you this. I'll take you in this one. After what I saw last night, and the text I sent you today, Coach, is your players and your staff, you got some winners in this group, because they refused to lose last night to a really good football team.
Thank you very much, Mike, and all you guys. I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. It's Dan Miller, St. Catharines. We can get to a break. There's already high school football coach here in the state of Wisconsin has won a gold ball. 2018 state champion. And we're going to talk to Ron Frank from Sevastopol, the first eight-man WIA state champion. And they got the win last week. And we'll talk with they beat Luck. And, you, in fact, in your packet, you've got the scoring summary. Take a look at that. Man, eight-man football reminds me when I worked in the Arena Football League game. It's awesome, man. It's good stuff. We'll talk with him on the other side. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm on my way. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern, we got a full house here today. Ryan McMillan, the AD at Muskego, playing for a state championship. The head football coach at Waukesha North, Matt Harris, my favorite guy right now because he got me in the press box last night. And the PA guy that, again, I was a big fan of him. He kept the game entertaining, and he didn't. You know what, Bob, for me, and again, and I said this 100 times, you didn't have a dog in the fight. One of your team, Waukesha North, wasn't playing. You didn't mail it in, man, right? You did it really well. You were a little nervous about some of the names from Lake Mills, but or from Lakeside.
Lakeside, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So some of those names were tough.
And we got through them, and thanks to the gentleman behind me, the one that was the most difficult, he got me through it.
Yeah, and Rhonda, who was next to me, that's hers, and she's like, wow, he's getting all these pretty well. And I said, that's good. That's really good.
Thank you.
So the first state championship has been given. The first gold ball is already been played, man. They didn't have to worry about this kind of weather, I don't think. But the first eight-man state championship in state of Wisconsin history goes to our friends and Ron Frank, the guys up at Sevastopol. Hey, Coach, congratulations to you, your players, and your staff.
Thank you, Mike. It was just a great weekend to be a Sevastopol Pioneer and part of it.
Man, 38-30, you beat Luck. It didn't start out so well, Coach.
No. We had knew they were a stout rushing game, and, you know, we repped that fullback trap, I don't know, 100 times during the week, and sure enough, the second play of the game, they hit it. We were out of position. They hit it for 84-yard touchdown. We were behind 8-0 on the after the first series.
And then down 16-0 on a fumble recovery. And then you guys kind of righted the ship a little bit, got it back to 16-16. They went up 24-16 and then back and forth. But you guys got the last two scores of the game. Those are the important ones, obviously. And you got to be really proud. I know when I was up there doing a segment for Around the Corner, Ryan, we talked a lot. And you talked so highly of not only your staff, but some of these players and how much sweat equity they've put in to be part of your football program. And you said, Mike, we got a chance to be really good down the stretch when we get healthy. And you were right.
Yeah, we have eight seniors. And fortunately, I've seen them grow up. I've had them all in kindergarten class. I've known them since they were 4 or 5 years old. And we were just kind of banged up in the middle part of the season. But they persevered all year. You know, we knocked off a couple of number ones, obviously Luck in a championship game, and then we had a revenge game against Wausau Newman, who had beat us pretty handily in week three. So we persevered, and, you know, I wouldn't like it any other way. You know, we didn't take the first lead of the game until 2 minutes and 4 seconds left, and then we held on.
Hey, Ryan, have you ever seen an eight-man game?
I have not.
You have not?
I've seen some of it on, like, TV, but never in person.
Yeah, and I haven't either, but I've been to a couple of practices. A few years ago, I was up in Gibraltar, which is up in Door County, talked to those guys, and then with Ron Frank, who, by the way, Ron is the Brett Favre of eight-man football. He's retired, like, three times, keeps coming back. It's awesome. Matthew, have you ever seen an eight-man game?
No.
It's really interesting, and it's fast, and there's a lot of scoring, but there are some really good athletes, and they get a chance to play football, tackle football. They don't have to co-op. I know that Sevastopol used to co-op with, I think, Gibraltar. Is that correct, Coach?
Yeah, they started in 1984. I was a freshman football player at Oshkosh at the time, and they disbanded in 2004, and that's when I came back my second time, 2005, to take over this basketball program on its own.
Hey, the co-op thing, you know, believe it or not, up in Door County, these are different kind of kids. The kids that go to Gibraltar are a little different than the kids that go to Sevastopol as far as their upbringing. These are tough farm kids at Sevastopol. And the co-op part was difficult because it's about a 45-minute ride. And so is it 45 minutes or so, Coach? Is that about right?
We were the host school in that co-op program throughout the year. So I was probably 30-35 minutes. It's about 25 minutes to Gibraltar High School. And they used to come down here in the bus. So we couldn't really start practice until 4 o'clock every day. So
right. Well, so then 8-man kind of pops up, and I know Ron had a lot to do with getting 8-man at Sevastopol, and now they're a standalone team, and these kids, when I watched them practice, guys, they practice every bit as hard as everybody else. It's just they have less kids. And watching what they run and how they run it, it's really interesting because there's as an 11-man, there's more than one way to skin the cat. And I watched these guys practice, and I thought, man, these are some really good football players. I'm just proud to say I think on that show I may have said you guys got a chance to win the state this year, and you made me look like I'm a prophet, pal.
We did. We were fortunate enough to. Nobody can ever take this away from us. We're the first 8-man state champion in the state.
Hey, that your community, your school got behind you. How was the crowd that day over at Stanley?
It was awesome. You know, we traveled. We had a charter bus, about 400. We had 400 fans over there. We had another Babbler charter bus behind us. I think we had probably over 400 fans. We traveled 400 miles, and Luck traveled under two hours. And, you know, we had more fans in the stands than Luck did, and that helped us prevail.
How long was that ride? 4 hours or four?
4 hours.
Man.
It's under 4 hours for us, yeah.
It's a long way to go, but you know what? If you're driving back home with that gold ball, that's not very far then, right?
No, it was pretty subdued. We stopped and ate at Thorpe on Highway 29 there, just this way, just east of
Did you go to the Thorpedo, Coach?
Thorpedo? No, we did not. I've been at the Thorpedo, but we ate at the McDonald's.
McMillan pulling out Thorpedo, man.
There it is.
Look at you.
Oh, man. I used to go to the Rock Fest in Cadott every year in the early 90s, so I'm well familiar with
country?
Thorpedo, man.
Yeah. What
is country that? You guys
no, the Rock Fest, not the country one, the Rock Fest. Not the country.
You know what that is? McMillan?
I've heard of it. I have not been there. But
you've been to Thorpedo.
I've frequented the Thorpedo one time.
Man, you know what? That's awesome. Coach, congratulations. Now, you're not retiring again, are you?
Oh, no. Not at all.
Attaboy.
I'll be back.
Yeah, you let me know because I want to be the one that breaks that story, all right?
All right, sounds good, Mike.
He is Ron Frank, the head football coach, the state champion. Head football coach at Sevastopol, 8-man football. Hey, Ron, have a good winter. I'm sure I'll be in touch.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you
congrats,
bet.
Congrats, Coach.
Guys, it's that community and that school, athletic director, who set me up with this. Because what happens for around the corner is I'll contact the athletic director. If they don't know the show, I'll explain what the show is and then say, look, I don't need your best team, but I need a good story. You know, talk to me about, in fact, we haven't finished taping. Everybody else has, but I have one segment left. And the week after Thanksgiving, I've got to drive to Portage to do a segment on girls curling. Girls curling. Jeez. And it's only a one-minute segment. But you know what? We want to do the best stories. And she said, look, let me tell you about Ron Frank and about this 8-man team and what he's done for this community. And so I wanted to highlight, promote, and celebrate that. And I think on there, unless they send it to the floor when they edit it, I think I said, look, I'm picking these guys to win a state championship. So it's really fun. It's good stuff. Guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue. We'll break down some of these games. And before this thing ends, I'm going to ask these guys for predictions. Because that's what they – you were right on all of them, weren't you?
I was pretty close.
Pretty close.
I got to give you some.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you do that on the other side of the break. Makes me a little nervous. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show. presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.